this is Kathy Kruger.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today we have a very special guest. She's become a very good friend, and I'm not going to say old friend because she's very young, but she is Alyssa Carrion, and she's from MHA of Dutchess County, and she's going to be telling us about a little bit more about MHA, but especially the vet-to-vet program.
Well, Alyssa Carrion, welcome back to Radio Rotary. Such a treat to have you with us again.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
And the first thing you have to tell us is what the initials MHA stand for.
Mental Health America of Dutchess County.
And yay!
What does your organization do?
So MHA supports the community of Dutchess County for their mental health needs. Various ways. We have case management, care management, mobile crisis. We have sober houses. We have peers, peer advocates who are people in long-term recovery who provide peer support. And then we have our veterans programs, which does peer mentorship, suicide prevention, housing, and employment support.
You know, I've been around a long time. I mean, I lived through the Vietnam War and COVID and various financial crises. But it seems like, you know, we're in very tense times today. The international situation, the economic situation, COVID is still around. I mean, I still have friends who get it every once in a while. We have a very, very closely divided country about the upcoming election. It's 50-50. Do we see more calls for your services at Mental Health America of Dutchess County? Are people like more stressed out?
Yes. Coming out of COVID and continuing on up until now, it has been significantly busier than it was before. A lot of people struggling to come out of COVID into socialization again was an initial problem. And now people are just struggling to make ends meet, to keep food on the table, to make connections with other people.
Yeah, I mean, during COVID, there was so much isolation, and that was a huge concern, and people needed to reach out for help, or people needed to check on people that they hadn't seen for a while. Like you said, now it's getting reoriented back into society. It's amazing how things change over the years.
You know, something we all take for granted and still in use today, you know, during COVID, at least we could see each other on Zoom. I saw my grandchildren on Zoom, so I wasn't a stranger to them. But think back to the 1918 flu epidemic. And no, I wasn't alive then, folks. But back in the 1918 flu epidemic, the only way you could contact other people when you were in isolation was a piece of paper, an envelope, and a 2-cent stamp.
Yeah.
So modern technology helped a little bit. But what kind of things are you seeing with Mental Health America of Dutchess County, Alyssa Carrion? What kind of issues? Specifically
for our veterans.
Yeah.
Housing is the biggest challenge that we have.
Okay.
Second to that, food insecurity is becoming a drastic problem for our veterans with inflation right now. And I you know, I'm not political, so I'm going to just say things are getting more expensive.
Yes,
anybody
they
who
are.
Goes to the grocery store knows that.
Yeah, you don't. Politics beside, yes, you just go to the grocery store, just like Jonah said. Yeah.
Right.
And a lot of our vets are on fixed income. They get VA disability, and that's the money they have to survive on. And that money's not going up, but the prices of things are. And they just can't make ends meet.
You also have an aging population of Vietnam veterans who are now many in their 70s and 80s. Is that a special focus of your vet-to-vet program, Alyssa?
We have a lot of Vietnam vets who come to our programs, and a lot of them come because they like the camaraderie, they like the connection with other veterans, but beyond that, they like to give back to our younger vets.
Mm.
So they come so they can show what they've been through and what they, you know, struggled with and how they got to be where they are so that our younger returning vets know that there's hope on the other side.
Now, Alyssa Carrion of MHA of Dutchess County, there's a special reason you have an affinity for our veterans. You wanted to share that with our listeners? Because you have an amazing background.
Yeah, she
so
does.
So I am a U.S. Army veteran. I was a military police officer for 8 years. I am a West Point graduate, class of 2004.
More power to you, honey.
So our 20-year reunion is this October. I'm feeling a little old right now.
No,
oh,
you're
please.
Not.
I was just, I'm going to my 45th law school reunion. I was at my 50th high school reunion, which is just me and my wife because we were in Montreal all the time. But believe me, 20 years is nothing.
20 years is about what it takes for cadets to start wanting to come back, too. Oh, yeah. So this is like a big reunion for
us. Right, right.
And Alyssa, too, now that you're with MHA, you have to tell us, because the last time we talked to you, you just got this new position. Tell everybody what your position is and how it's been going at MHA.
Sure. I am the Director of Veterans Programs.
There you go.
Which means I work with a staff of 12 veterans and one civilian. We run 4 major grant programs. It is going phenomenal. I have the best staff anyone could ask for. I cannot say enough good things about them. They work countless hours to make sure that every veteran who walks through our door is taken care of. And I could not be prouder of the team that I work with.
How important is it that when you're offering services that you can look somebody square in the eye and say, you know, I've been there, done that. I'm a veteran myself. I know we have veterans courts now coming up around the state where every participant in the courtroom, the judge, the prosecutor, the defense attorney, the probation officer, the court clerk, they're all veterans. So that the veteran says, well, you don't know what I went through. They say, well, actually, we do.
I should have worn my court mentor shirt. I actually mentor for the Dutchess County Treatment Court.
Great.
She said that once in an interview, I believe, to us. Yes.
That's right.
And
how important is it that you can look them in the eye and say, look, I've been there, done that. And that's why I know
so
what
important.
It is we can work together on.
Yeah. To know that you can come out the other side of a struggle is so important for people to understand. Like, we have on our staff a CERPA, Certified Peer Recovery Advocate, who is a veteran. He's a person in long-term recovery, and he helps get vets into treatment. And just being able to look at a vet and say, look, I've been where you were. I struggled with alcohol or drugs or whatever, and here I am.
PTSD, yeah.
Yeah, here I am out the other side. There is recovery.
And we're going to find out more about the terrific Vet-to-Vet program of Mental Health America of Dutchess County from our great guest, Alyssa Carrion, right after Kathy Krueger tells us who sponsors Radio Rotary this week.
Well, Jonah, we are sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, Art by Trebe at Etsy, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburg, and New City, New York.
We'll be back with more Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Allison, the artist behind Art by Trebe on Etsy. I create original landscapes and floral paintings. If you're looking for vibrant artwork to brighten your walls, greeting cards to spread a little joy, and beautiful vinyl stickers to decorate your space, visit etsy.com/shop/artbytreb. That's Art by Trebe on Etsy. Bring home something beautiful today.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treeb-Wasser, and with me is, in the foxhole, shall we say, is Kathy Krueger, my co-host, our producer, and the person who's about to introduce our next great guest, Kathy.
Thanks, Jonah. We have a very special guest. We have Alyssa Carrion from MHA of Dutchess County, and she's talking to us a little bit, you know, reviewing what MHA does for many, many people of Dutchess County, but she's going to focus a little bit more on her vet-to-vet program because she's the big director.
Right. So, Alyssa, welcome back for part two. And for people who may have tuned in late, tell us what Mental Health America of Dutchess County is all about.
Sure. MHA of Dutchess County is a nonprofit based in Dutchess County, New York, that provides mental health support for the population of Dutchess County. Our motto is all of the support, none of the stigma.
Like
so
that.
We are fighting very hard to get rid of any stigma around mental health support and seeking mental health support. And so that's really important to us as an organization.
What you say is so important, Alyssa, because people forget that mental illness is an illness, like cancer, mm-hmm. emphysema, stubbing your toe, a broken bone. Nobody ever, you know, says to somebody, well, you broke your leg skiing. You're a bad person. But some poor person who suffers from mental illness, they have that stigma.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea, Alyssa Carrion of Mental Health America of Dutchess County, what percentage of the population in Dutchess County or generally in the United States suffers from mental illness?
Ooh. You know, I've heard statistics as much as 3 in 5.
I'd believe it, yeah. There are variations, but the fact is even, you know, a mental illness, I don't necessarily, if you're depressed about something, that could be a very short period of time too.
Right.
I don't know if it's definitely a mental illness, but it's not something that's, you see what I'm trying to say? That's like,
yes.
Like a lot ongoing, you know, thing that you can't get over in a shorter period of time than something else that may need a longer period of treatment for.
And the treatments today are much better than the old days when
they
just lock somebody up in an institution for their lives. Now there's various pills, you know, prescriptions that can help people function, and you don't even know that they have an issue. So getting back to Mental Health America of Dutchess County and the Vet-to-Vet program, this now would be a good time, Alyssa Carrion, for you to give us your contact information, and folks home, get a pencil and paper because Alyssa will repeat it throughout the show. But if somebody wants to take advantage of the Vet-to-Vet program or the other offerings of Mental Health America, or knows somebody who could use your services, how do they get in touch with you?
Sure. They can give me a call at 845-473-2500. Extension 1306, and you'll get me directly. If you're not a veteran and you're looking for help, I can help direct you to what department can help you.
All right, give us that phone number one more time.
845-473-2500, extension 1306.
And is there a website?
There is. It's www.mhadutchess.org.
Perfect. Alyssa, I have a question.
Yes.
And it might be a silly question, but I just want you to answer that so that everybody knows. If a vet needs your services, is there a charge?
No. Oh, my goodness. No.
I think that's important.
Terrific.
I mean, I just want to know to make sure that every vet knows. Yeah.
It's so important to know. No, our services are completely free to veterans, and many of our services are available to veteran families as well.
Oh, good to know. Okay. Because like you mentioned earlier, with economic struggles right now, I wouldn't want any vet out there to think that for some reason they weren't covered. And now maybe their family members, you said the same thing, you know, that they could be covered too. So that's just, that's wonderful. You know, it takes, I think, a lot of fear out of making that first phone call.
Yeah.
Let's go over the broad range of services that you offer to a veteran. You mentioned counseling. Excuse me, Randy, picking it up. Alyssa, let's go over the broad range of services you offer veterans. You mentioned counseling. What about, so for example, I know a veteran who might suffer from alcoholism or substance abuse. Do you have special counselors for that?
So we have on staff a peer advocate who runs our recovery group every Thursday at 1 p.m. If you are interested in joining our recovery group, feel free to just show up. And that group is for anyone in recovery at any phase of their recovery journey. We also deal with housing. So we have a county funded grant for housing. So if you are in rental arrears or homeless, we can help support you getting back into housing. We have an employment grant that is county funded that helps pay for certification courses, resume writing, Dress for Success, transportation for that first couple weeks before you get a paycheck. We have our Vet to Vet grant, which is peer mentorship and social activities. So there is always something going on here for vets to hang out. And then we have our Staff Sergeant Fox grant, which is suicide prevention in an innovative manner. We do art therapy, equine therapy, music therapy, Reiki, yoga, and meditation.
All of which is without charge.
Correct.
Well, you mentioned about stopping in if people have a problem that they want to, you know, sit down and talk to other vets, talk to you. Where would they be stopping in?
They would be stopping at 1335 Route 44, Pleasant Valley, New York. 12569.
Give us that address.
Stop.
Give us that address one more time, Alyssa.
Yes.
Let's have the address again.
1335 Route 44, Pleasant Valley, New York, 12569.
And the phone number again is?
845-473-2500, extension 1306.
And the website is?
www.mhaduchess.org.
Folks, home, get a pencil and paper. Alyssa, we'll repeat all that in the next portion of the program. Kathy.
Yes. And Alyssa, you've got some special events coming up that you want to talk about, right? We're on time. We can do this. Yeah.
We have one today, right?
We do. We have a food drive today. We actually operate a food pantry out of our office as well that serves about 25 to 30 veteran families a month.
And we'll get to those. But what's going on April 13th?
All right. April 13th, we have the Joseph Ennisser 5K Run and Walk in Wappingers Falls, run by the Wappingers Falls Veteran Affairs Committee. So we'd love to have you come out and help us raise money for the Wappingers Veterans Affairs Committee. And then we also have, this is for everyone in Dutchess, the Dutchess County Health Fair on April 13th, which will be, I think, at Dutchess Community College.
Yes.
So come check us out. We'll have a table there. And all the veterans and stuff will have table there. But also, there is a hospice event for Vietnam veterans at the Wallace Center.
Oh.
So that is from 2 to 4. And if you are a Vietnam veteran, come on out and get some free lunch and free swag and a thank you that you definitely deserve.
And we're going to find out more about the great services offered by Mental Health America of Dutchess County and their Vet to Vet program through their terrific director, Alyssa Carrion, after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hi. This is Beth Jones of Third Eye Associates Limited, providing life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. We are a fee-only registered investment advisory firm with offices in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Red Hook, New York. Contact us to see how you can put Third Eye to work for you, thirdeyeassociates.com, or call us at 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Hi, this is Kathy Krueger, producer of Radio Rotary. If you are listening now, so are your customers. You can advertise on Radio Rotary for as little as $25 per week. Call me, Kathy Krueger, at 845-702-4410 for full details or email me at info@radiorotary.org. That's info@radiorotary.org.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treeb-Wasser, and I'm joined by my co-host, Kathy Krueger, who's introduced our terrific guest. Kathy?
Yes, terrific guest is an understatement. We have Alyssa Carrion from MHA of Dutchess County, and she's been talking about, well, a lot of what MHA does, but especially the Vet-to-Vet program, which is so near and dear to her heart, and she's the director of.
Right. And she's a veteran and a West Point graduate. And so she knows from where she speaks.
Yes,
and
she's
going to be speaking about some events that are that's coming up today and a couple are coming up April 13th. So, Alyssa, welcome back to the third portion of Radio Rotary. Tell us about today's food drive.
Yes. So today at Acme in Pleasant Valley, we are having a food drive from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. We are here collecting food for our food pantry that we have at the office. We operate a small food pantry in our office that serves about 25 to 30 veteran families a month. And then on top of that, we also get donations of bread and fresh fruits and vegetables from local farms that we try to pass out on a weekly basis as well. But that food pantry is filling a much needed gap for our veterans right now.
Yeah. And when you say 25 to 30 families, that corresponds to maybe how many people, you know, 150 or so, would you say? Or
Probably over 100 people.
Yeah, I would think. So,
if any veterans are listening and want to stop by the food pantry, it's located where?
It is located at 1335 Route 44, Pleasant Valley, and it is open as long as we are here, so 8:30 to 5 o'clock. We do ask that you try to bring your own bag, if possible, for food, because we run low on bags. Other than that, we're here 5 days a week for anyone to stop in who needs food.
Oh, so you're open all the time then?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, see, this is different than most food pantries who are open maybe 1 day or 2 days a week then. Okay, so I saw something on Facebook that said your shelves were
empty.
Yes. Tell us what you need. Tell us what you need.
Oh, we need microwavable meals are the big one. When we put homeless vets in hotels, it's really hard to feed them. They end up spending what little bit of money they have on going out to grab food because there's nothing but a microwave in a hotel room. So microwavable meals are amazing.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Because we usually ask when we do food drives for like our Pleasant Valley pantry, we ask for non-perishable items.
Right.
They make non-perishable microwavable meals.
They do?
Yes. Well, Hormel makes them. They'd be in like, some of them are in the soup aisle.
I'm a person that doesn't cook, so this is new to me, boy. Okay.
Wait. Let's be resourceful. How about Army Surplus MREs, meals ready to eat?
That would be awesome.
Not only did I have a tremendous shelf life, but you pull the pin and they heat up, and you know, it's like the old K rations for some of the people listening.
Ton of calories too.
Yes. So.
And a lot of salt too.
But, right. A lot of salt, right.
Our guest on Radio Rotary is Alyssa Carrion of Mental Health America of Dutchess County, and she's talking about the Vet to Vet program. Kathy.
And what personal hygiene items do you need?
So big ones are laundry detergent, small things of laundry detergent.
Okay.
And then shaving stuff, toothpaste, shampoo and conditioner in one is easier.
Okay.
Just because it's less bottles for people to lug around who have no, you know, permanent home.
Mm-hmm.
The hygiene closet looks pretty bare too.
Yeah, I think that's a big problem with all food pantries, but that's good to know. Okay,
so toothbrushes
with the toothpaste? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So folks out there, you've got your shopping list to bring to the Vet to Vet food pantry at Mental Health America of Dutchess County to say thank you to our vets for protecting our nation. And Alyssa, give us the address one more time for people to drop things off.
Sure. Well, we'll be at Acme from 11 to 4, which is at 13 North Avenue in Pleasant Valley. Mm-hmm. If you can't make it to Acme that day, we are located at 1335 Route 44, Pleasant Valley, New York, and you can stop by anytime.
And you've got some other big events coming up on April 13th. Let's remind everybody about that, and folks at home, write these down.
Sure. So April 13th in the morning, we have the Joseph Enneser 5K Run and Walk in Wappingers Falls.
Well, it'll have to be a 5K stroll.
I did the stroll last year. I just kind of
yeah. So you were saying the 5K Run and Walk is where?
Wappingers Falls at the Dutchess Rail Trail, run by the Wappingers Veterans Affairs Committee. And then we have the Dutchess County Health Fair also on Saturday. That is from 10 to 1, 10 to 2, I think.
Right.
At Dutchess Community College. Yep. And all the veteran services will have tables. MHA will have tables. So many local resources. It's such a great event to come out and check out. And then if you are a Vietnam veteran, Hospice is having a Vietnam veteran thank you lunch from 2 to 4 at the Wallace Center in Hyde Park. And MHA will be there handing out swag.
I have, I've never heard of, is there a hospice program that I don't know about that you have, or is this just?
Nope, this is just an event that Hospice reached out. They wanted to do a veteran thank you event. And
Well, that's lovely. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, it seems you do an awful lot. I know you've got a great staff, but can you use the help of volunteers? Because Rotarians love to volunteer. So what kind of jobs do you have?
We love volunteers.
What kind of jobs do you have for volunteers?
For volunteers, we're always getting donations into our both food pantry and to our, we have what we call a thrift store, which is kind of like a clothing closet, but it's where the hygiene goods are, household goods. We have, you know, feminine hygiene products. We have socks. We have clothing. We have all just anything really you could need. But we get donations all the time for those, and having people come and sort and organize and keep everything on the shelves neat is always needed. And we also are getting our garden ready for this year. We like to support our food pantry with our little garden that we have. So we could use some volunteers to come help us rake out the garden and get it ready for planting as well.
Oh, okay. And where is the garden? Is it right there?
Yeah, right over our grounds.
Okay, good to know.
So Alyssa, in the minute we have left, give everybody all your contact information so they can call up and volunteer or take advantage of your services. What's the website and the phone number?
Okay, our website is www.mhadutchess.org, and my phone number is 845-473-2500, extension 1306.
Alyssa Carrion of Mental Health America of Dutchess County and the Vet to Vet program, thank you for your service to the nation, and thank you for everything you do for our veterans and for coming on Radio Rotary again.
Thank you for having me.
It was our
pleasure. Don't forget that food drive today at Acme.
Right, 11 o'clock. And other people we can't forget are our sponsors, Kathy. Who are they?
Well, we have some wonderful sponsors. Our first sponsor that I'm going to mention is, of course, Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
My co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treve. So thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at the same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotary.org.